What's a skill that impresses other people, but it's actually kind of easy to learn? Not my opinion, their opinion. Steve, one of the ones that you can do is on there. They say juggling three balls. Quote, looks impressive, but you can learn it in a weekend.
Oh, less than a weekend.
Yeah.
You learn it in an hour.
Well, how did you learn? Did you just see somebody do it and go, I'm going to do that?
I learned it when I was the board op for the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Really?
Working at
You've told us that before.
Working at 105.7 The Hawk in New Jersey. Yeah, because there would be segments where I had 10 minutes to kill.
And it wasn't entertaining.
I got all my work done. So somebody had
left. It's weird that you wouldn't have been entertained, because I'm told that's when it was good.
Yeah. Those were the glory days.
Yeah, they were. You should juggle now.
It was, for some reason, there were three scarves in the studio, and I picked them up, and or maybe it was like tissues or something. And something triggered it in my mind, like, you can learn to juggle. It's super easy. And the advice that I got from wherever that source was start with scarves, because you toss them up in the air and they float down slow.
Ooh,
so
that's smart. You gotta,
you learn the mechanics of it.
Okay.
When they are floating down slowly. And then once you figure that out, then you can transfer those skills to using a ball or whatever.
Are you good enough that we could give you three unlike objects right now and you could do it?
No.
That's a whole different
especially
world,
because
it?
I haven't done it in a long time. If you gave me three equally, like if you gave me three balls. Baseballs, three tennis balls, I could probably do it. It would take me a minute to get
to
the mechanics
get it back.
Yeah.
There's three rocks right here.
Three rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Toss them over.
Well, you were trying to do that last year, though. I think we were in Flint, and you had like a bowling pin and something else. And I go, you're going to crush an ankle or
it
something.
It was a bowling pin and two other bowling pins.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think you should be doing this.
Yeah.
These are pretty hefty. I don't know if this is a great decision.
Yeah, no. Don't do it over glass.
All right. Or near glass, so the whole room.
Yeah.
Steve's going to juggle. All right. Painted rocks. Hot start.
Oh, you're doing it.
God, I'm losing it in the lights.
That was great, though.
Yeah, the lights are bright.
Staring right into the lights.
You did. You could see your eyes like lose focus.
Ooh, that was no good.
But that was pretty good,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah,
you did it. You didn't drop them.
Yeah, you start with one in one hand, two in the other. You toss one of the ones from the hand with two, and then you switch.
What you said just made sense, but I'm going to have to write
it
down and read it backwards.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Why not? What's on the line?
No. I don't want people to know how athletic I am.
Come on. Try it.
I don't think I can juggle two.
Well, you're not going to be able to right off the bat, but let's see if you can at least.
Okay, tell me again.
All right, so you got, if you start with two, like put one of them down, put two in one hand.
Okay.
And then toss one. Nope, nope, no, no, no. You got it. No.
I thought that looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You got to do same hand.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Same hand.
Yeah, you're supposed to, rotate. I know what Steve's saying. I can't do it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
you might want
right
to back
board.
Up.
Right over the board.
This is a good, strong, American-made board. We traded a tractor for it.
Yeah.
Fine. But I'm not going to do it anymore because that freaked me out. I was glad no sounds happened when the rock hit the board. Okay, get Steve a laptop, a pot of coffee, and a chainsaw immediately.
A full pot of coffee?
Yeah. Hot.
Okay.
Hot
That's
coffee.
That's a great idea.
I think another skill that looks impressive that isn't that hard to learn is solving a Rubik's Cube.
That's on here.
Because I can't do it, but I know there's tutorials all over where it's like twist twice this way and then once this way, and then like if you get the system going down, like once you learn it, it's gonna solve it.
That's wild.
So it's not that you might not be like one of those world champions that could solve it in 6 seconds, but if you get the sequence and then just keep repeating it, it will solve itself.
This text, I learned to juggle in an hour when I was 9. Free beer is too stupid.
Yeah, how do you like that?
That hurt a little, actually. Yeah,
I like that.
People say mean things all the time, but that one cut right to the bone. All right, there are more of these skills. Let's see if you can figure out what's on there or start working on them. Do you want an assignment?
Can try.
Work on your Owen Wilson impression. That's what it says.
Wow.
Everybody's already got it.
Wow.
I'm done.
Wow.
Maitland, I know you were working on the soliloquy that he gives in Behind Enemy Lines, his one action film. Go ahead. Don't do it. That's a complete sellout.
I'm going to have to look it up real quick.
It's a good movie, though.
This is a good, surprisingly good movie.
I have to get to California for the Piston Cup. Wow. Ka-chow.
The simplicity of it. I loved it. Origami. They say very simple to learn.
Yeah, it's just folding paper.
Right?
You just got to know where to fold it.
I mean, if I make a paper airplane, did I just do origami?
I mean, probably technically, not. Yes. Yeah, you did.
Man, somebody got our kids this book, and it came with dollar bills in it, but you can fold the dollar bills into military implements. And they bought it for a kid, and then it was Christmas, and he brought it over, and he said, hey, can you help me with these? The answer was no, because it was like origami, and it's like, make this kind of fold, not this kind of fold, but they assumed you already knew what those folds were. So I spent like the next 20 minutes Googling folding paper, and I don't want to do this anymore. No. Just because it's a gift for you doesn't mean I have to suffer.
That is the
like
worst.
It's like you got a root canal system or something.
When your kids get a gift that turns into homework for you.
I don't like that.
Teach you how to fold a 20 to look like the falling Twin Towers?
No, not in the book.
No.
Not in the book. Magic. They say magic is very easy to learn, particularly card tricks.
I'm sure some of it is, but you also have to be, you definitely have to practice to get good at the sleight of hand. Like, so that it doesn't look like you're trying. I mean, I think getting the basics isn't that bad, but when the people are really good at it, that's where you go.
Where it's muscle memory.
Where you go, I don't know how you did that. Like, I know how, but I don't know how. You know?
You're out on magic is what I'm hearing.
I think that's harder than it. I mean, yeah, you can do like the quarter behind the ear kind of magic, but.
So there's 20 things listed. What if you each pick a number and then you have to show off your skills tomorrow?
You too.
Okay.
Okay, I choose.
I can't wait to not be able 13. To learn how to do something.
13 is mine.
Yeah, what is it like? Chew with your mouth shut.
Owen Wilson impersonation. Malin.
Three.
Lock picking.
That'll be easy.
We had an intern that was amazing at it. Kayla.
Boy crazy Kayla.
Yeah, BKK. Mm-hmm.
She, because our cabinet had stuff in it we needed, and we're like, oh, I guess it's just lost forever. I don't know where the key is. She goes, I can pick it.
Yeah, and she pulled out a lock picking kit out of her purse.
Yeah, she had one.
What are you doing when you're not here?
And she said it was pretty easy to learn, and we were all super impressed. It was pretty badass.
And she had, you know, it's like two little picks or whatever, and she goes, doot, 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 doot. And she's like, pop, there it is.
Our plan was to smash it with Hot Wings' old motorcycle helmet until it fell open. Mm-hmm. That was a much better solution.
Yeah, we had already slammed the helmet in the cabinet, so why not use it to open the cabinet?
Maitland, do you think you could learn lockpicking?
I don't have the right tools.
Do you know that tools can be purchased or acquired?
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of time.
To go to the lockpicking superstore and buy all the
right.
Come on. Don't you usually go to the lockpicking store?
Yeah. My favorite was always when a sibling like ran away and they go in the room, slam the door, lock it, thinking like, I'm going to stay in here and avoid everything. And then you could just take a bobby pin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pop it.
A little lock like that.
Kids
That's
think
my
those
favorite.
Locks are Fort Knox.
And then once I got tall enough and I could just, you know, like finger the top of the door.
Yeah. Where parents keep
those.
Where
they all are because you don't want to lose them.
Yeah, then it was like, oh, this is easy. Mm-hmm.
Maitland, we could have a lock picking set to your house between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. today.
Oh, look at her. She's thrilled.
I'm in. Okay. Actually, let's try it.
Just try to do it on car doors near you.
So it actually would be really helpful because there was one time I locked myself out of my house and my neighbor was able to let me in our front door, but then I got all the way upstairs to my apartment and that door was locked too. And that door, there was no Jimmy in that one open, but then... So I went back around to the backyard to go to our back door, and all I had in my car was a little piece of plastic that goes in the bottom of a reusable bag to help keep its shape. So I folded that and wiggled that in the door like people do with credit cards, and that worked.
It did?
Yeah.
You know, rather than having a lock picking kit, though, in your car, couldn't you just keep a spare key in the glove box?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a lot easier?
Well, that's very reminiscent of the time Joe spent 20 minutes telling us about the lockpicking set he got because he loses his keys so much. And then after he got very defensive about the lockpicking, somebody wrote in and said, how are you going to drive the car if you don't have your keys? And he went, oh, God.
Well, we also found out, too, that he had that lockpicking kit, but he also had the digital thing on his door.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a door code that could get him in to his car.
Yeah.
No problem.
He just
still
needed to remember
keys.
Two
Such an
numbers.
Idiot.
Sometimes don't.
Steve, choose a number between 4 and 20.
I will go 7.
Simple electronics repair.
He can already do that.
Boo! Give him another one.
They said it's just a wobbly solder joint. You can fix it.
I can solder. I'm not good at it, but I can do it. All right. I'll prove to you by tomorrow that I know how to solder.
Break his phone, Kelly.
Yeah. Give me something.
Make it so it has some skin in the game.
Yeah. Can I have number 7-2? I have a little soldering kit. I fixed my headphone cord before.
You can have 7 times 2.
Okay. What's 14? What kind of dopey thing am I?
You need
do?
To learn 4 or 5 chords on the guitar.
By tomorrow?
Yeah. You can do that.
I think you could do that. Then you're musical.
Then you can play lots of songs.
Yeah, I'm sure. I had a guitar. Actually, it's still at my house somewhere. It's probably under Grayson's bed. And I learned like 2 chords. That took me a while. And then I forgot them about a week and a half later. Mm. I enjoyed that guitar and those 2 chords for like a day and a half. And then promptly forgot. And I have no idea how to do it.
Somebody said you can only pick locks if you have a locksmith license. I think that applies if you're picking other people's locks. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get arrested for picking your own locks.
Correct. Probably. As far as I know.
Yeah.
And also,
whatever,
yeah,
nerd.
Who cares?
Kelly, do you want a skill?
Yeah, we know it's illegal to open other people's doors without their knowledge.
Do you want a skill you have to learn by tomorrow that none of us are going to follow through on?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Can I go with number 5?
I'd love it. Balloon animals.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, that but that means you have to be a pervert, too.
Perfect. I'm halfway there. Yeah.
Finally, something to do with those balloons.
I know.
It's pretty easy. You just make snakes.
I know, right? I bet you I could learn that. There's got to be a YouTube tutorial.
It does seem
there
pretty easy
is.
To learn. You twist the balloon, then you tie it.
But, like, every party city is dead now, so where do I find pervert balloons?
Google it. Okay. Google pervert balloons. Okay. I'm sure it's going to work out great.
Yeah, a lot of the dollar stores have a lot of the balloon stuff now.
Do they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They really picked up where Party City left perverts behind.
Yeah.
Did Party City start to? Are they
not
open
they're
anymore?
They're dead. They're gone forever.
Yeah, they closed
they're
up.
They're gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah.
Where am I going to get industrial grade glitter?
Again, at the dollar store.
Yeah.
It's great.
Michael's.
It's perfect for perverts on a budget.
Yeah, Michael's is for fancy perverts. Dollar store's for balling on a budget perverts.
Can't hide money, perverts.
Yeah.
We see you going into Michael's.
I'm a pervert, pinching pennies. Here I go into the dollar store.
I just came to get something to eat.
Oh, no, balloon man. Other things on this list include basic clothes mending and altering.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's not too hard.
Splitting an apple in half with your bare hands. I am not going to be impressed by anybody doing that.
That's what I want to see. I want to see one of us be able to do that by tomorrow.
I got
you just
apple.
Have to like squeeze into the core.
Yeah.
Like,
get it.
I've never it's done it because I don't really like
spare,
I don't.
I have a spare apple. Do you want to see if you can do it?
I'll try if that's how you do it.
Oh, I got one too.
I need
actually.
The tutorial. Grab, I don't want to ruin one.
Grab my lunch bag too. Okay. All right.
He said, I got 3 apples, so you can finger one all day.
Because that's the thing. Because that's the thing. I've seen people do that, but I've never thought to do it because I don't want to ruin my apple or get juice all over my hands. I just want to eat it.
No problem.
Well, you can eat it after you break it open.
You can, but it's kind of gross. I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? It's just
gross getting
half.
All the sticky all over your hands. I don't like it.
You can wash your hands.
Is.
But I don't. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you can wash. No, don't throw anything at me. You hit me in the eye because I don't have good eyesight.
But I thought you had cat-like reflex.
I think this is going to be hard because it's a smaller apple.
Oh.
Like, all right, let's see.
I don't really know how to do it.
That's a Cosmic Crisp Hot Wings.
Oh, these are they're delicious.
All right,
but
come
I
on.
Think this is
come
how
on.
You do it, right?
Come on.
All right, talk people through what you're doing.
I'm just squeezing.
He's gritting his teeth and pooping his pants.
You're like fisting the top of the apple.
I'm just squeezing the core. Well... I guess I don't know the trick to this because
it's sending all the blood to your face.
This is impossible.
Can I
thought
try?
You push and twisted. Like no. You push in the. No. No, idiot.
I don't.
Yeah, what he's
Look
doing
what
is
I'm
working
doing.
So well.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, Steve. Yeah, you try. I don't know.
All right.
All right, Steve is also doing the same tactic.
How angry are you going to be disappointed if Steve.
No, because Steve's strong. Steve's strong.
Look at that. You applesauce hands?
I think your hands were too big. I think it helps because his hands are smaller.
There's your apple.
Thank you. You can have that one.
Give me a Honey Crisp. One that's like a baby head. Like, I think I could do that one. Because they're like this big.
Somewhat a scary point of reference there. Yeah. You think I could tear a baby head
That was
half.
Like the size of a crab apple, so it worked well for Steve and his small
hands. Yeah, it looked like
hands.
He was holding a watermelon. That was neat.
But I did it.
You did. That was impressive. Hot Wings, this is where you say, I must have loosened it for you.
Like, oh, that's I definitely dented that apple pretty good.
When you started trying, I thought I heard it crackle a little bit.
Yeah, Hot Wings loosened it for you for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
How's it taste?
It's good.
Free apple.
It's not the best Cosmic Crisp I've had, but mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
It's been in there for 3 months.
Just kidding. 1 year.
Other things, tying knots, Microsoft Excel. Yes, everyone will be impressed by your Excel skills. Actually, I am, but I don't want you to show me.
I am, but I don't need it.
Moonwalking, speed reading, folding fitted sheets.
Speed all right. reading.
Oh, Hot Wings. I can fold fitted sheets.
No, Hot yeah. Wings needs to learn to moonwalk by tomorrow. There's nothing I'd rather see.
You can moonwalk
I can
now,
kind of moonwalk,
you?
But I don't know how people... What I'm impressed by is people that can do it with, like, grippy shoes on carpet and make it look normal. Like, I need shoes
you
that
know,
slide on, you know, like on a hard surface. But, like, people that are really good at it, they don't drag their foot the way I would. So I think I can do a rudimentary moonwalk.
Number 19 on this list is sad, and I think we would all struggle with it. Listening in a conversation. That really impresses people when you do that. It sounds challenging.
Huh? I think the hard thing to do is listen to people in a conversation.
That's between folding a fitted sheet and fire eating on the list of simple skills that are easy to master.
All right. Fire eating.
Maitland's got to learn fire eating by tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Or listening.
Which do you choose?
I'll choose listening.
Okay. Bold start.